The domestic travel ban has been lifted for stranded foreign tourists trying to get to international airports to fly home. The government has announced a plan to help the tens of thousands of people stranded here. Foreign governments will be allowed to organise charter flights to repatriate their citizens, and links between New Zealand and Europe will increase with a second daily flight between Auckland and Doha. For American tourist Lisa Horvath, the news that she was going to be able to travel home turned her day around.
It has changed 180 degrees. You know, I'm able to feel like I can, even though I obviously still have limited places where I can go and walk, I feel like I can enjoy those places instead of resenting being here, which is kind of the space that I was getting in emotionally, was that I was just so desperate to find out when I was getting home and be able to, you know, the U.S. is on lockdown as well. And I've had somebody taking care of my dog and she can't stay there forever. And just knowing that I can get home to my dog is the greatest sense of relief to me.
Well, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Winston Peters is with us. Kia ora.
Good morning.
How many foreign nationals are in New Zealand and wanting to leave?
That's a very difficult question to establish because there are probably a quarter of a million. Of that number, we know that 35,000 are registered with their embassies in this country, and that is one figure that is being used, but there is a larger number, possibly up to 100,000, who will want to leave New Zealand and can now begin to do so.
How is that number going to be established?
Well, I believe that it'll establish itself by their communication with the authorities. Many will go through their embassies as they've been asked to do. Our embassy, our Foreign Affairs Department is working with the embassies to facilitate that. But when it's all coordinated, that information with the planes who are departing here and the bookings will give us some measured order and number to work with.
How are they going to be travelling domestically around the country to get to a centre like Auckland or Christchurch for the international flight? Are they going to be allowed to take flights, buses, or does it have to be private cars?
They can take flights from various parts of the country to get to the airport of departure. They can come by self-drive, including a rental car, as long as it's just them, be driven by a member of their current household bubble. They can use a taxi or ride-sharing service, which is probably provisioned with safety measures. They can take a chartered vehicle service and they can use land-based public transport, all of which will be seeking to enforce physical distancing requirements. But there are five options by way of their going to the airport and also to fly between airports to get out of Auckland in the main.
Okay. What are the health requirements that countries need to satisfy?
Would you clarify that question?
Regarding flights coming into New Zealand, what are these health requirements that countries need to satisfy?
Well, the requirements that they're satisfying now are very, very strict. That they're laid out. But take, for example, the German government. It's hired a serious number of Air New Zealand flights in their case. They'll all be different. And we'll have to just look at them one by one. We know that the flights to Doha by Qatar Airlines has just doubled as of yesterday to take up these numbers. So the medical safety requirements will be as strict for them all.
Mm. We've heard quite a bit about Germany as being one country that has been trying to get its citizens out. What are some of the other countries with the largest numbers of people, and indeed are they looking also to charter Air New Zealand flights?
Well, it's very unusual. You've got a lot of people here from Germany. In the case of Spain, I've just been talking to their foreign minister this morning, and they've got about 270 they think they've got on their books, so to speak. You have The Danish foreign minister was talking to us yesterday. They've got the numbers as well. Spoken to the South American and Peruvian, sorry, the Chilean foreign minister. They've got their numbers. They're all being assembled. They're all very difficult to assess in terms of the exactitude of numbers, because they have, like us, a safe travel register site, and a significant number of their foreign nationals, like our New Zealanders, have not registered on it, but nevertheless want to come home.
Regarding New Zealanders abroad, is the government looking to run any flights to actually bring some of them back from some of the countries where they are?
We're going to try and marry as many of these flights up with New Zealanders coming this way if we possibly can. And we've had some success working with other countries. Just like yesterday, we brought out of Nepal 27 New Zealanders via an Australian government flight to Brisbane and on to New Zealand by Air New Zealand flight. So there's a whole combination of planned exit departures from New Zealand flights where we hope to get New Zealanders coming the other way, and if possible, valuable medical supplies as well.
We've heard in particular two couples in India currently begging for help from you. They say they're happy to pay their own airfares. One of the couples is in their late 60s, early 70s. They only have enough medication for 2 or 3 weeks. Are you looking to get flights to India or a flight to India to help get them out?
Look, we made it very clear some time ago, and I put out a press statement saying, you've got to start coming home. The options are seriously going to close down on you, and real fast. Mm. And we put that press statement out and made public comment about it to hope that New Zealanders and their relations back here would warn them to start making plans because, as I say, the options were going to close so fast. And, of course, in India just 2 days ago, I think it was the Prime Minister announced the closure, the shutdown of India to happen in 4 hours' time. So this is the kind of difficulty we're dealing with now, because getting a plane to India in the current circumstances in which this couple is requesting is just impossible.
So is that the end of it? Does that mean these people are stranded for the duration?
No, it's not the end of it. In the same way as we're dealing with people in Peru, we're dealing with people in South America. We've just facilitated their exit out of those countries at the moment by way of future planning. But via Santiago, which was an option open to us, we've just opened that up. Everywhere we're trying, and the people are working extraordinarily long hours. But I did see this case out of India and thought, well, here's the difficulty. You surely must know there's no place we can get somebody on the plane at this point in time. But if we could, and we could see a gap, an opportunity, we'll do our best to do so.
Because for many people, they've tried booking flights, the flights are full. When they do finally get a date where they can access a flight, they come to it and then the flight is cancelled. For people in Peru specifically, just to clarify, have you, or has New Zealand specifically, been moving citizens from regional areas to get them to a central point to get a flight out?
Well, in Peru, that was always difficult because they had lockdown, and their lockdown was sort of town by town, so you couldn't move at all. And we had two points there we're trying to move people to, and we got a number of people to one flight exit timetable schedule, only to have the airline make the decision on improper information and put the New Zealanders off. That information was wrong. We were going to be the Australian connection knew that we were going to take them from Australia the moment they landed, and not they wouldn't be sitting around for 36 hours in transit, which is not what's allowed in Australia. But they made the decision anyway. So we're back now trying to put another flight together alongside Australia and others. It's just an awfully, awfully complicated environment, and you're quite right. So many of our plans have been seriously frustrated by getting people right up to the 11th hour of departure, only to find the flight shut down or the country shut down.
Just very briefly, Minister, what is the time frame that you're operating on here to both get people out and to try to get people back?
Well, my most honest answer has got to be as fast as we possibly can.